All right, since we don't have a sponsor, I'll just say that all of these podcasts are brought to you by historyofeveryday.com. Yep, that's me, historyofeveryday.com. Don't forget to check us out on TikTok as well, at dr.dcooper. There you go. Here is the podcast. Time to wake up with 60 Seconds of History, brought to you by at History Here Now, thehistoryofeveryday.com, and Scott Cooper.
I will lower my...
Turn on. Blood
depot.
All right, good morning and welcome to April 13th with the History of Every Day guy, Scott Cooper. So what happened on this day in history? On this day in 1775, Lord North extends the New England Restraining Act to South Carolina, Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Maryland. The act forbids trade with any country other than Britain and Ireland. After 34 hours of bombardment, the Union-held Fort Sumter surrenders to the Confederates on this day in 1861. In 1864, Union forces under General Sherman begin their devastating march through Georgia. How about this one? J.C. Penney's opens his first store in Kemmerer, Wyoming on this day in 1902. In 1933, the first flight over Mount Everest is completed by Lord Clydesdale. German troops capture Belgrade, Yugoslavia in 1941. In 1943, Franklin D. Roosevelt dedicates the Jefferson Memorial. Vienna falls to Soviet troops on this day in 1945. In 1960, the first navigational satellite is launched into Earth's orbit. The UN General Assembly condemns South Africa because of apartheid on this day in 1961. In 1964, Sidney Poitier becomes the first black individual to win an Oscar for Best Actor. An oxygen tank explodes on Apollo 13, preventing a planned moon landing and jeopardizing the lives of the three-man crew on this day in 1970. In 1976, the U.S. Federal Reserve begins issuing the $2 bicentennial note. And finally, on this day in 1979, the world's longest double ping-pong match ends after 101 hours. Well, remember that today is Bookmobile Day, Thomas Jefferson Day, and Scrabble Day. You know, one of my favorite things as a kid was the bookmobile and when it would show up at school. I still have books that I bought at the bookmobile today. Well, whatever you're doing today, have a great History of Every Day.
I will lower my...
Turn on.
Blood
depot.
The president's gonna be...
Okay.
I'm afraid